about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Taya, Georgie, and Skyline. Black, hold it down for the guys. Soaking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these lessons or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition, Brown Holy Water. It's your boy, Handsome Lie in the building. Hope everybody's doing good and good spirits. Back to enjoy this show. Everybody, my team, let's go introduce yourself.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Black Success. You know what I mean? I'm about to get in my Brown Holy Water bag. I don't sell drugs, I sell swag.
Man. I'm supposed to go after that. It's your girl Danny, aka Georgie, aka your favorite tomboy, back at it again this Sunday.
It's Bad Girl Tanya Makisha, everybody's favorite immigrant. I'm in the building.
And the team is fully assembled, man. We're gonna jump straight into these topics. We're gonna start early and fast. Today we're gonna talk about friendships, man. You know, a lot of people don't value friendships anymore. And you know, we're just trying to figure out why. Like, what's going on with friendships? So The first topic at hand, right? The first subtopic or whatever. You gonna say, what is the difference between a friend and an associate? And why do people confuse the two? So let's go, Black, let's go.
Well, I would say an associate is someone that you only interact with at a certain place, like work or on the basketball court or whatever, for that one activity or for that one location, that's where you guys mostly interact. A friend is an all-occasion motherfucker. Mm-hmm. That's somebody that's around your family. They know where you work at. They know about your issues. This is somebody that you actually release energy to. You actually tell them what's going on in your life. And I think people sometimes thread a little bit too lightly between the actual two, because associates, you're at work, you still want to talk about your fucking life.
Associates start feeling like friends, right?
Right. Sometimes, because it could be a common thing. You might play basketball every day. You might go to work every day. You understand? So you start to confuse the two.
All right, what up? Let's go, Tomboy. How you feel about this?
I agree with him. I don't think it's necessarily like that one time. Like, you can have an associate that you like you said, that you might play basketball with them, but you might see them all the time. I think it's more of what you disclose to those people. Because I don't really have a lot of friends, so like I consider a lot of people associates. Mm-hmm. So, and I could talk to you, I could have conversations with you, I could disclose little things with you, but I still consider you an associate. So I don't know, like my friends, I can tell them like some deep shit. You know what I mean? Like I could come to them when I need advice. You know what I mean? I'm not going to associate when I need advice. I'm not going to associate when like it's anything that's
why not
serious.
Associates can give you advice.
They can, but I just don't trust you enough.
So
as an associate, I don't trust you enough with situations that I'm going through because I don't know you like
you can
that.
Speaking third party, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not speaking in like, third party though. I'm not.
Giving scenarios like, oh, you know.
Nah, but I'm not. But I'm not doing that. Like I'm not. So
friend and associate.
Yeah.
My friend can call me at 3 a.m. in the morning and tell me get out of bed and not get out of bed. An associate can't.
Associates even have your number?
A lot of
associates
can.
People I fuck with, they don't have my number.
You know, there's some people you associate with on a professional level, on a business level. You need their contact for certain information, but they can't call you 3 in the morning. You see, I could bare my soul to my friend. I could tell them, I can tell them any and everything about me, and I know there's no judgment. I can tell them all 26 of my whole stories, and they'll be like, they'd sit and they laugh.
You said 26?
26.
that's a lot of stories.
Shut up.
You gotta finish rounding up.
Shut up. But I could call them and tell, I could bare my soul to them. I could tell you anything under the sun, and I know what I'm telling you, and it's going into no judgment zone. And I know a friend is somebody who's going to be real with me. And I'm a friend also, if I can accept that realness. A lot of us want friends, but don't want the realness friends come with. Because when your friends start to tell you fucking up and you fouling out, like, well, you're not my friend for talking to me like that. I'm not your friend for allowing you to fuck up. And we get that mixed up a lot of times, so.
It also depends on what kind of friend. Because, you know, I have friends that I know I can't take places. You know what I mean? Like, I know I can't take you out with me. What you mean?
Like, groups of friends. Like, you got friends you met here.
Like, no, I don't mix friends.
Why not?
I just don't. I don't have a group of friends, so I've never been the group of friend type of girl. I've always had, like, a friend here or, like, we friends here or whatever. I've never mixed friends. I mean, but, I see you have different friends.
Women don't mix friends, I see.
The start of the year, I mixed my friends. I have, like,
was it a good experience or a bad
wonderful
experience?
They all love each other.
Let's go.
The funny thing is, at my birthday dinner this year, I legitimately mixed 5 different groups of friends. Either they were in pairs or in threes or one person. We all had separate friendships. But I attracted a certain type of person. When I brought all them together, people swore they knew each other for a long time. Because I attracted a certain type of people. I attracted transparency. Point blank, pure. Like, if I don't care who you are, what you do, what you do in life, like what mistakes you make, what kind of repetition you got. If you could be transparent about that, mm-hmm. I could fuck with you. Because I want to know who I'm talking to and what I can say and what I cannot tell you. And all of my friends I have, right, the people I consider friends, even if I met y'all separate, we used to hang out together, they all have that one trait. When I brought them together, they friends now on Facebook and Instagram. They be interacting. You swear these motherfuckers know each other from way back when, but that's because they all have that similar personality trait of transparency. So,
yeah, I don't have a lot of female friends. So
I think a big difference between friends and associates is like information, because a lot of people don't find out until they exchange that level of information with someone, mm-hmm. if they're a friend or an associate, mm-hmm. you understand? And it's like information is worth more than money, because with information you could get some money, mm-hmm. you understand? So a lot of people end up finding out that they don't have friends or that's an associate by getting that information thrown back at them. Mm-hmm. Then they like, oh shit. Because a real friend, it don't matter what I tell you, what level of disagreement we on, the information I gave you, that's between me and you.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be. It's supposed
that's
to say
exactly.
That's not something you go tell somebody else, yo, this nigga just called me, nigga said he. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Yep.
The joke got to be between you and your friends, you know what I mean? Or whatever the story is, that's between you and your friends. But when you're dealing with associates, see, some people go give them the information, and then you go and check the group chat, and now everybody know about your motherfucking business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was never your fucking friend. You just confused the motherfucking two, and you gave them sensitive information that they could use against you, and now y'all on social media subbing each other, talking about, oh, this, that, and the third. You was confusing the fucking people because you presented this person as a friend instead that's of saying, true. Yo, that's the homie from work. He mm-hmm. cool. You know what I mean?
And a lot of people don't even respect the idea of friendship altogether, because I mean, we've all probably had somebody who we thought was a friend who showed their ass eventually, but how you react to that also tells the type of friend you are. Because I've got people who have done me dirt and dragged me through the dirt, and there's still shit I know about them I would take to the grave, because that's how I see friendship. The time me you spent together, we exchange energy, we exchange that information, I was there for you, that's between me and you. That's how I value friendships. There's people I got dirt on, like I could legit shame the fuck out of them, but
your
at one point
probably
in time
got dirt still on you though, right?
They do, and the thing
secrets,
is
secrets, that's how it goes.
They do, and not for nothing, the person I am, if some ever goes out public about me, I own it. That's the personality I have in general, like that's how I am.
Nothing.
So you can't embarrass me on that level, but for the most part, how I value it is like, if I was able to tell you something in confidence and I called you a friend, I still respect whatever the time we spent as that, and whatever happened between us stays between us. Mm-hmm. That's how I know I'm a good friend, and I own that all the time. I'll say I'm a good friend because I am. That's it.
What makes a good friend though? Since you broke that up. What makes a good friend?
A good friend, a real friend is someone that keep it honest with you.
Yep.
Someone that want to see you progress in life. Someone that's going to put you on about. You see, a lot of times, this is how you end up losing friends too, but I'm going to get back to what make a good friend. I just want to put this out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, one of your friends might end up getting a new job. They get a good job. Now they making 80K. They feel like shit is lit. They just got their new whip. And that friend just wants you to celebrate with them. They got the new job. You know what I mean? Nah, that's associate shit. My dude, if you on, put me on, tell me how the fuck to get that gig. You understand? Mm-hmm. And a lot of time, you got to look at those people that kind of elevated and left you where you was at and still wanted to be friends. Whoa, my dude, you doing associate shit. Because a real friend
would
be like.
But what if your friend doesn't want to level up? Like, if
your friend don't want to, then that's cool. But at least give me the opportunity to turn it down.
You can. I know you can outgrow your friend. You have those friends that, you know what I mean? You level up, and it's like they're good until you level up. Then they feel away because you leveled up. So then it's just like, what are you doing?
That's not your friend. If they feel away, that's not your friend. All of my friends that's fucking doing fire shit, I love the motherfuckers. All that shit do is motivate me. I love the motherfuckers.
I'm the same
But
way.
Motherfuckers will tell you, if I get I got too much, I got like 4,000 contacts in my phone. I don't need that many contacts. You understand? But I just got mad numbers. You understand? Because I got contacts. I done got people, jobs, careers, all that shit, because that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And that's not something you bring back up and mention, hey, you, I got you. Nah, but this is something you just did. You understand? And that's what a real friend is. A real friend want to see you grow. Yo, they got these brand new apartments. Go so over here. They got the brand new job.
Check you when you wrong. You can't have no yes man as a friend.
Yep.
You know what
Facts.
I'm saying?
People don't understand.
It'd be a lot of times that you wrong, but it's also when they check you. Because if you're man, you check me in the car.
That's what I mean.
Me and you not we're not supposed to be arguing in front of strangers, because now you're done with pride and fucking ego. I know I'm not backing down. So now me and you might end up scrapping. You understand? You got to check me in the car. Yo, what you did here was corny. You did some corny shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Don't do that shit again. Mm-hmm. Not around me. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a stand-up dude, because X, Y, and Z come with X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's about the way you check them.
Next part, I want to start with Danny, because he said something earlier, like, I don't have a lot of friends. That's actually the second part. Why do women have a harder time maintaining friendships than men? Because women only got about two friends.
See, to me, I have my thing is I have like two female friends. You get what I'm saying? Like two female friends. But my sisters are my best friends. That's just how that works. Like my sisters are my best friends.
And you a tomboy. That's kind of weird. Like,
women are catty and jealous. And I'm not saying people are jealous of me, but that's just their mentality. Just like men are egotistical, like women are very catty. I'm not a catty woman. I'm not a gossiping type of person. I'm a person that, like, if we're not talking about progress, if we're not trying to uplift each other, if we're not trying to build each other, I don't want to hear about freaking Tanya and what she's doing with Eddie, or Erica, her and Erica, like, they beefing and stuff. I don't care about none of that shit. Like, I don't. And you find a lot of that with women. It's like, I've been in situations where it's a group of women, like a group of females or whatever, and then say Tanya's in my group. Me and Tanya, we have it out. Now they don't want to talk to me because Tanya not talking to me. But then when me and Tanya, we cool again, everybody want to talk to me. I don't got time for that. Yeah, like, man. I'm the same whether I'm mad at you or whether I'm not mad at you. Facts. If I got an issue with Tanya, that don't got nothing to do with y'all.
That's a fact.
That don't have nothing to do with y'all. I'm not a follower, and you shouldn't be a follower either. I just, it's too much for me, and I just rather not deal with it. When you kind of deal, like me dealing with guys and having guys as friends, it's so much easier. It's so much easier. Nobody worrying about whether you look better than them. Nobody worrying about whether you're doing better than them. Nobody want to be like, just want to do like little sneaky shit.
Men
like, I just don't. Men aren't
like that. Men
exactly.
Men are more, you know, women, most women.
Women don't like women.
Right. Because
they don't trust
because
each other.
They're all trying to pretend to be the best them. You
and
understand?
That's
and that's the truth. Like, and it's
they
like, it's like, as they're pretending to be the best them, that's where the clashes come, because now you might do something that's like prove that, hey, you might be doing a little bit better. Yeah. And now she become a little bit distant and start to shade
on
you.
Got like, I'm an alpha. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I don't have a problem with other alphas. I don't have no issue. We could be alphas together. But you got other alphas that don't, like, they feel, they don't even want to come in your circle because you might outshine them, or you might do, like, I don't have time for that. Like, me personally, I don't, and I'd rather just stay away from it. Yeah. And I feel people out, so I could see certain things. You know, y'all know me. Like, I don't really say too much, but I watch and I observe, and I just don't have time for that.
And a lot of women y'all just can't stay friends because y'all got different agendas. One is the hoe, one is the party girl, one is the I'm about to get married, right. One is the I'm so everybody independent, one is the I'm a proud single mother, and I don't need no man for fucking shit. And it's like, all those, it's like, what the fuck are y'all talking about all day if all y'all going different ways? It's like,
and
men.
And that's the problem. Right.
So it's like, the fucking group chat, the conversations and shit, you don't really want to engage in, because, bitch, you talking about fucking them dudes that's buying the fucking bottles. That's not my fucking issue. Mm-hmm. And that's where men are different. Men, we don't care about each other. Like, I'm not judging my life after I hang up the phone. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, this nigga over here.
That's the thing. They judge the shit. Like, they just judgmental.
Women are too much in competition. Yeah. Tanya, you got something to say about that?
Bad girl.
Damn, y'all mouths filled today. How many friends you got? Me, I got a decent amount of female friends. I'm not going to fuck with you, sit here and say I only got two or three. I have a whole bunch of them. I have people I've been friends with for 10 years. Me and my friend just celebrated. Her birthday just passed. We have 10 years of friendship. It hasn't been a perfect 10 years, Corsa.
That's your longest friendship?
On the books, no.
Not your family. Longest.
Not my family. Not my family. On the book, friendship. But my thing has always been just women in general. I get more problems with women who are not my friends, not my actual friends. But women, just like Danny said, they have this whole the idea that I want to be the alpha, and I must be the only alpha. I must be of the six people sitting here, I want to be the girl all the guys stare at all night, or I want to be the baddest in the group. And that is something that carries over into friendship. It goes along with education, with job, with degrees, with accomplishments. Mm-hmm. Everybody always, it's like, they'll say, I want all my friends to do good, but it's not better than me.
Yep.
They love them, and that's more popular. And that's
what you
more
mean. You want all your friends to go
because was, you got to remember. You have to remember. You got to remember. The truth is, women outnumber men, so we have to be in competition. We got to be chosen. There's average to 10 women to one man. So if you gotta be selected out of all these niggas, you want to be the best bitch. You want to know you're the one that's definitely gonna get chosen.
See, I'm not that girl.
That's why I'm not. Like, I'm not.
God knew
women's
gonna be
stopped.
I'm just not that girl. Like,
it's like, there is that factor to deal with, that there is just so much women compared to men. Then there's not a lot of good men that's left in the set. So like, a woman likes to,
hold on, what do you mean there's not a lot of good men left?
of the if there are 100 niggas walking around, 10 of them are fuckboys, 10 of them are great men, the other 80 in the middle trying to get this shit together. Gotcha. That's how it works. That's
and
what I'm
saying. About the other the women that are like gold diggers and hoes and side
yeah,
bitches?
But we still outnumber y'all by ten. We still outnumber y'all by 10. That's okay. What I'm saying. Like, it's
so
not
a
like,
lot of y'all gonna be
it's
single.
Not, it's
then,
not like
basically.
A pool of men is perfect. It's not like it's 100 men to choose from, and all 100 are popping. Because even within 100, you still gotta look for the best 10 out of them.
Right.
So
the
I'm trying to
looking.
Be. So I'm trying to be the best me.
As you should.
To be the best me to be chosen. And it's like, a lot of people take that shit so seriously that they started to hurt the people that helped them grow and helped them to build, and they don't realize that it's a form of
and that's why a lot
too.
Of women that's why a lot of women date their paycheck. And what I mean by that is,
Lord.
A lot of women define themselves by their job title
or their
degrees and their salary, and
y'all
then they end
that
up being
so
single, lonely, and you gonna get the same casket, you gonna get the same
exactly,
type of funeral.
And I always say,
like, get out of here, you could get fired,
said,
shorty,
you
calm
said
down.
That the, you said that the other day, something about women like defining themselves as their degrees or something.
Yeah.
I used to always say, I don't care if you got a master's degree or a PhD, you could get the shit slapped out of you just like the person without the degree.
These
or nothing
facts.
Like that. Like, you're still the same person, you bleed just like them. Everything you do, it don't matter what you have, your status doesn't mean anything. You're still single, you still lonely.
But that's the worst part. Like, and then you're single, so you're telling me
you
you're the best one, you're the best you, right? And then you're and nobody wants you, nobody's investing in that stock.
None of the 10 good niggas looking for you.
But that's the thing. But like you said, like there's room for everybody to me. Like I hate feeling like I have to compete. I don't want to compete with anybody. Like, and I'm not trying to compete with anybody. Only person I'm competing with is myself. I don't have to compete with you for a man.
I don't mind competition. It has to be healthy competition too.
It pushes you, man.
Yeah, healthy competition is good.
But I'm not competing with you. I'm competing with myself. You, what you do might push me, but it ain't, I gotta be better than her. It ain't never, I gotta be better than her. It's like, damn, she doing good. I want to do good too. How can I be better than who I am today? Like, that's how I look at it.
Best you.
The best of best.
The last topic on the friendship. All right. You know, friendship is big on loyalty and everything. So, I think this is a tough question. Should you stop being with friends with someone if your best friend has a problem with them?
Yes.
No.
Yes. All right, Black, wait. This is your best friend, though.
Yes.
I ain't say your regular friend in the group. All right.
Black, yes.
Alone, my nigga, we call
you. Yes, nigga.
Your best friend, right?
What are you talking about? Yes.
Look, we all friends here, group. But we the best friend. We best friends. I got a problem with her. You gonna stop fucking with her?
Yeah, I have to.
All right, wow. Let's go. Wow. Let me go.
Listen, man.
Let's go.
If we tight and you got a problem with Shorty, I gotta stop fucking with Shorty, because if you're around somebody that don't like me, sooner or later, they're gonna release that. And now, not only is it gonna fall on your ears, but you're gonna have to have some kind of dialogue about it too. So now it's like, imagine somebody chilling with people that don't like you. The conversation is always gonna be you, one way or another. It might start off talking about WrestleMania and The Rock coming out. It might go into basketball. It might go into hockey. But it's gonna end up being about you too. And then my thing is this: you can't be my man if you're sitting there and allowing that conversation to take place. People shouldn't feel that comfortable. People shouldn't feel that comfortable. Never. Motherfuckers should know Never. Better. Motherfuckers, the Never. Motherfuckers I fuck with. Motherfuckers know better than to be around me talking shit. Because only two things is going to happen. Either we fighting, or I'm calling my son right then and there. And you gotta live that shit. You got to press replay in front of my man face.
I'm going to say it depends how serious the beef or the issue is. Because I'm not going to stop fucking with a friend, like a real friend, for my best friend if it's some bullshit. If it's something that could easily be resolved in a week or two. Because like you said, once they solve their shit, now me and this nigga look like awkward. Now he already know like what time it is. So it depending on the severity of the issue that at hand. You know what I'm saying? Now if he did some crazy shit for my man girl, of course.
Yeah, it's a duck. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if it's maybe one day a different exchange of words and something that could be squashed,
right?
I'm gonna be the peacemaker out of the crew or whatever.
That's your role. That's your role.
That's why you wanted to talk first
because you know it's gonna
be your role.
As you should, but it's a lot of people. It's a lot. Sorry, I'm passionate about this one.
I see.
It's a lot of people.
Black pulls a lot of friendships.
I'm too vague. I'm too honest. I'm blunt. Niggas know I don't hold back for nobody. A lot of niggas I don't fuck with, because it's niggas I done put my freedom on the line for a lot of niggas. And it's like, yo, dog, you shouldn't be around certain niggas, boy. You shouldn't be around. You know what that conversation is going to turn to. And then what you got to think too, the reason why I got to stop fucking with you is that sooner or later, you're going to have some kind of comeback or some kind of reply to what they're saying. Either you're agreeing or trying to tame them like, yeah, I feel you. Either or, it's wrong, my G.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Where...
You've been talking... Go ahead, go. We on this guy.
Go. I'm gonna let you have it today, Hefe.
Go. Speak.
He fucking with you, guys.
I know, So it depends. That's where you're like, you as a friend come in, because it depends. Because me personally, if you and La are y'all beefing or whatever, and we all cool, I'm gonna try to defuse the situation first. I'm gonna see what's going on. I will never let one of my friends talk bad about another one of my friends. You don't even think that you could come to me and you could talk to me about a really good friend, because you can't. And I'm going to let you know that off the bat. And if you continuously do that, then I can't fuck with you, because clearly you're not a good friend. But and if y'all were friends already.
I think a lot used a bad example. I think it should be, what if your friend is hanging around people that they know do not like you or don't fuck with you like
that's
that.
A whole lot of
then, but then you like me personally.
That's a whole other like question of loyalty. I'm talking about like friendships within a group. If your friend is hanging with people that don't fuck with you, that's really not your friend or friend.
Exactly.
Point blank. You don't hang with my enemy. Like you don't do no shit like that. I mean, like like I said, it was a group of friends, and you, I fuck with you harder in the group, but y'all just, you just happen to have a fallout with somebody else in the group. I'm not gonna stop fucking with this friend or stop bringing you around and stuff. I'm gonna try to, like you said, be the peacemaker and squash it. Gotcha. But your friend should not be hanging out with your ops.
Unless it's serious. Never. Unless it's serious.
Yeah, unless it's serious and you gotta. Then
and
you gotta
pick a side.
If I
know y'all gonna be friends anyway, like, that's just dumb.
If
like,
it's serious, you gotta pick a side
it.
And stand where you stand at. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if it's, like I said, no friends.
I try not to get in between nothing. Don't talk to me about him. Don't talk to me about him.
Is it my time to speak?
They jumped in.
They was on it last Sunday. Why I can't be on it this time? I could talk about this.
So the question.
Just you got no friends. Stop.
You got no friends. No friends. No man.
She thought she had a friend for a second.
I did have a friend. I did. Yeah,
go ahead, bad girl. Right. Go ahead, speak on
it. So just the question is, if
it's your friends, not
within a group of friends.
Your best friend in a group of friends is not fucking with another friend. That's it. Not your friend fucking with your enemies. That's a given.
Okay.
All
right. So it's all of us cool, but
we all cool.
All
I'm
of
your
us
best
cool.
Friend. I ain't fuck with her right now. You gonna stop?
No, you're not fucking with her right now. You're not fucking with her for life.
I don't know.
All right. No. So I got mature friends. My friends not gonna be flip flopping. If my friends stop fucking with somebody, is they stop fucking with them for life. And if my best friend stop fucking with somebody, I stop fucking with that person. Point blank. Period. If you wanna say you're neutral and you know somebody valid the fuck out of me, you took this side fuck out of here. You're not my friend. Automatically off rip.
That's even to saying. Friends. Even to another friend.
If you are my friend, you won't violate me. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if what I'm saying is the type of friends I have.
Disagreements happen. I don't know.
Not there's disagreements, and then right. There's somebody violate the fuck out of you. If somebody violates the fuck out of you.
Yeah, it depends how severe the issue is. You're right.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the extreme. Squabbles, we can squash. We grow on people. But if you do something where it's like there's no coming back, and we all were friends, but there's you violate my best friend, you violate me too. Because that's blood. That's family. You not my friend automatically off rip off of that, and I don't care. And if any and I will not be neutral. It's like, well, you know, I don't want to be in the middle, bitch. No. Are you my blood? Are you my family? No, you're not. Fuck with them. Stay with them. I don't want to fuck with you either. Don't be neutral. Don't be fucking Switzerland. Like, come on. Like, where's your loyalty? Like, where's your loyalty to me? Like, I've been with you since however long. I ride with you. I will give you my left side kidney if I had to. And somebody violate me, and then you can be like, I don't want to choose a side. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You need that kidney, die. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
She said, don't be Switzerland. That shit probably went over everybody. That's funny. Anybody, you anything left to say? You sure it's two friends?
I stick by, yep. I got two friends for a reason. You know, I got a lot of associates, though. I have mad associates.
Everybody got associates.
I'm just saying, I don't trust a lot of people, so that's why my circle is very small. And I like it that way. When your circle is small, you don't have to worry. Like, you could see what everybody's doing. When your circle is big, you can't see who's around you. I don't need a big circle. I'm good.
Okay, Pop. Let's get to the next subject, man, topic. We want to call this Relationship 321. We always talk about relationships and different aspects of relationship, but now this is a little self-reflection about the relationship, you know, situation and things, you know. The first part is, what is the most difficult trait about you that can frustrate your partner in a relationship?
God damn.
Oh, Lord.
This is self-reflection here, man. We don't talk, because, you know, we dabble in relationships. We always put the blame on everybody else, but let's pick at our flaws today, man.
I got two.
Then shoot your two out since you started talking first.
Blah, you love bothering
now
me.
I'm saying
why
you
talking to me
today?
So much?
She talking.
You saw the group chat?
She go, yo.
She got lip in the group chat,
that's
too.
That's a fact. Yeah, hey, what's your two? What's your most difficult? It probably is talking a lot, man.
That was good.
Nah, I gotta go. What's your most difficult trait? You said two. Let me hear.
I'm very friendly, and a lot of guys, like people who
that's
I
some whole tree.
Is a dumb.
Fuck out of here. It's a
I'm
dumb.
Sorry, boo. I'm friendly. That's some whole trait, man. But
that's not a whole trait. Don't play with me.
That is a whole
trait. No,
trait.
That's not a whole trait.
Every hoe I know is mad friendly.
I'm very social. Like, that's what it is. That's what they call it. I'm friendly? Social person.
Yeah, what guy?
You a hoe? You friendly?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. I'm not friendly. I didn't say I was friendly. I'm actually mean and rude. And a dickhead.
Me too.
So I don't know what you're
that. I can be that too. I'm friendly. Like, I'm social. So a lot of guys don't, like, guys that I've dated, they don't like that. And also, I'm very strong-minded. And it seems like because I'm strong-minded in situations, it always becomes an ego thing going back and forth with a guy because they feel like I'm talking to them a certain type of way or I don't want to listen to what,
so
like, I don't want to listen to them.
Submissive is what you're saying.
I'm nowhere near submissive. I'm not. And I haven't dated a guy.
Because you read Think Like a Man and you thought Steve Harvey.
No, it's not that. It's just that Steve Harvey. I'm a strong-minded type of individual. So in order, I need a strong mind. Like, I need somebody who can put me
you
in my place. You better be
a
strong mind. Yes, you need to be a strong guy to deal with
me. Why can't
me.
You put yourself in your place? You're an adult.
Because at the end of the day, I don't feel like my thought process, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I do what I want to do. That's it. Bottom line. Like, within reason.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Within reason. That's crazy. But my thing is, if it's a situation where it becomes an ego thing, then I'm I feel like I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't feel like the choices that I'm making are affecting you in a negative way or anything like that, and you're just feeling away just because you're feeling insecure or it's your ego, then I'm not, like, I don't care about that. If you can't give me a reason why what I'm doing is really, like, bad or something like that, then I'm gonna do it.
Right. But you gotta be, ladies,
you gotta
be submissive. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
Don't listen.
If you want a man, be submissive. What the fuck is wrong with
y'all? No, you can't be two men in a relationship.
Yeah,
but my thing is, I don't want to be the man in a relationship.
So you gotta be submissive.
But the only way I could be submissive is if you're being a man. That's it.
If you're being a man too, how could he? If you coming home with construction pants, construction tins, double sole, he's confused. You got the jumper on. You try to
unbuckle one side.
Listen,
what the fuck is going on?
Just like a woman's gonna treat you the way you the way you act, just as well as you're
that's
gonna
not
treat
true.
A woman. That's
some
that
women,
is
like
true.
You said, some women have a hard time just. Like being submissive.
I don't have a hard time being submissive. There's just have not been a strong man to make me want to be submissive.
But that's a battle. Who
want to
be strong?
That's not a battle.
He's already a man. That's
but,
that,
but my thing is, it's not a battle.
This is you is said this is your difficult trait, and you're proving it right now.
Yeah.
Facts. Be submissive. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
See, that's some
shit.
Shut
the fuck up. Now I'm not being submissive. Look, and that's the thing. That's the thing. Shut the fuck up.
That's how nigga tell you. Shut the fuck up.
But it all depends is how you maneuver. Like, it's that easy. It sounds like it's so difficult the way I'm explaining it, but it's so simple. If you do what you got to do as a man, and if you can put me in my place, it's not hard. It's not hard. You just got to know how to do it. That simple.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna answer this
bitch,
one.
Go ahead.
My little self-reflection, I think one of my most difficult traits, I'm actually like a bad communicator. Like, I don't like explaining myself. I have a hard time explaining myself in relationships. Like, I've grown to get better, but some things I feel like once I could just give an answer and that should be it, I shouldn't have to say the who, what, when, where, how, because this, that, blah, blah, blah. I hate that shit. It started to feel like I'm a child. Like, I don't know. I hate feeling like a kid. Like, you're already a kid. You had to tell your mother shit. Then you get in a relationship. You start feeling like you're a kid again because you got to get permission and it's just, you need permission and, you know what I'm saying?
I think we got the same one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just start feeling bad for me. So, like, I start wanting to just do things because I just, like, I could just do it. And that's just bad part of
being a child.
Not being a child. Just, like I said, communication. I start feeling my mind, like, why do I need to say some shit for it? Like,
because you're with someone. If you're with someone, because it goes both ways.
Exactly. And that's why I said that's my difficult trait. Sometimes I battle myself. Like, I need to speak up and say it, but sometimes I just don't. You know, the inner demon of me gets that whole, you know what I'm saying?
The
goes out of
the rebel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's my difficult trait. I ain't gonna go to you, Black. Okay. Tanya's chilling. This side of the room been actually pretty quiet today, man. Y'all niggas was going off today, man. Go off, man. Put some Guyanese shit in the air, man. What's your most difficult trait?
My worst difficult. Who the fuck? Anyway, my most difficult trait that I really had to work on. Like, I really, really, really had to work on. It might surprise you, but I can talk about everything under the sun except how I feel about somebody. And it's something that caused me to lose relationships because I could be... Like, people like reassurance. Not affectionate. I'm affectionate. Like, I'm affectionate, but I'm still tough. Like, I grew up on tough love. Like, I grew up in, like, with a military lifestyle in my house. Like, my dad is 200 and some pounds. That's like 6 foot. My dad is huge, and that's the person accustomed to disciplining me. And he put a great work ethic in me. He put a lot of discipline in me naturally. Like, I'm a person, I'm gonna get up and get shit done all the time. And for I am 28 years old, my dad has told me he loved me twice in my entire life.
Wow.
Yet
you got daddy issues then.
No, I don't have daddy. I don't have daddy issues. Let me finish. Like, my dad told me he loved me twice in my entire life, yet there's nobody else on this earth I think loves me more than my dad, because he taught me love is not something you say, love is something you show. So when I approach relationships, I'm a fan of showing somebody I love them. I'm going to push you, motivate you, do anything in this earth to make you smile, make you happy. But I'll probably, now I'm in the habit more of saying stuff like I love you and just be more verbal about my feelings for that specific person. But back in the day, I never used to do it. I never said I love you. And guys would be like, I could tell you like me, but you never said you like me. So it's kind of like, as much as somebody could see your actions, I was told some people just need to hear words as well. Like, it's kind of like they want to be sure it's them. Like, I never used to reassure people that it was them. It was like I would do anything for them, but they could see. Like, and it's like people want to be sure that I'm doing this because they're special to me and not because this is who I am as a person. Mm. You're not doing this because you're just a nice girl. You're doing this because I'm special. And I never used to put that into words to people before. And I've lost relationships over that. And this is something I fixed recently. Not even something I fixed a little while back. Like, last year, had a guy I was dating. I liked him so much. I had so much feelings for him. But I never told him. I never told him. And then he was like, you don't have to be tough all the time, you know? I'm like, what do you mean tough? Like, I'm a pussy motherfucker. Like, you know, you see me weak. You see me smile. You see me do some shit. He's like, yeah, but you... He's like, I don't know how you feel. Like, you don't even realize how large that wall is around you when it comes to your feelings. And I'm like, really? But in self-reflection, like, we're doing, like, it's something I realize that, you know what? People do like hearing I love you. People do like hearing, you know, you mean a lot to me. People do like hearing, you know, you're the one. Like, people do like hearing stuff like, I appreciate you. People like hearing stuff like, at the end of the day, I still choose you. And I never used to do it. As much as I thought I was such a great girlfriend, that was something I never did. So, like, now I'm more cognizant of it. I'm more verbal when it comes to certain things. But that was the one thing for me that, you know, made me lose relationships before. All
right, Black. What's your flaw, man? What can make Young Sushi so mad at you?
No, you did not!
Go ahead.
I think, in the beginning, it was more like, you know, I was single for a long time. You know, I had my little flings here and there, but I was single for a long time. This is the first time I'm like, first time in social media era that I'm really repping. Like, I'm repping my mm-hmm. fucking relationship. I got my shit up like the flag. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like just learning how to be in a relationship. Because, you know, you're a kid and you're doing flings. You're not really learning how to be one with someone. You know what I mean? All your decisions matter. The places you go, the pictures you take, all that shit matter. All that shit could be an argument or, you know what I mean? It could be something. So I guess just learning how to be a freaking fiance was a hard thing. Learning how to be in a relationship was a hard thing, because just the transition from being free, I could up and go, come home whenever mm-hmm. time I want. I live alone. I do whatever I want. But now you have someone. Now it's like, I just be chilling. I'd be like, yo, I'm going home. My boy, where you going? I'm going home to the wife. Like, you know, I just want to go home, because, you know, I don't want no beef, son. Niggas know anything could be an argument. I don't want no
happy
beef.
Happy wife, go home. Happy life.
Boy, yes. I go home. I know she love watching movies. Listen, watch the movies, baby. Movies she don't even be understanding. Some of the shit, she don't even get the shit. She don't give a fuck. She just want to watch a movie. Like, let's watch a movie and cuddle. Yeah.
I got to smell some neck.
Yeah, and I have to... I feel like you have to also starting to like some of the things that they like. You know what I mean?
Have to. You have to.
You know what I mean? I gotta like the sushi
you
stuff.
You don't have to like it. You have to adventure. Respect it.
You have to respect it, you have and, to respect and it. Do it. And do it.
And do it.
Because she like to do some of the weird stuff, like hiking and all this that's scary not stuff. Weird. That's weird to me. I'm not going to do that. Him. I don't want to break my ankle. It's bears there.
Tim's not made for hiking.
If I go hiking, I'm definitely bringing the blink.
Tim's not made for hiking.
You're bringing the blink.
I'm bringing the blink, nigga. I'm bringing a blink, homie.
People forget that, like in a relationship, like once you start mingling energies, like to make it easy, you have to. I want to say like it to the point you pick it up as like your hobby, but like you have to
compromise.
You have to compromise, and like it only makes sense. It's gonna be easier if you get along with your person if you start having similar interests. Mm-hmm. This will interest them. Like when I met my boyfriend, he was into cars. I'm not that fan of a car, but we went to car meets every Tuesday. That became my thing, and I started to have a certain natural interest in it. So now me and him could sit and have an easier conversation. And him talking about cars, I'm like, well, I'm not into that, so I don't care. Like, no. And likewise, I started doing stuff. He started watching the podcast. He started being interested in the stuff I'm doing. And I'm interested in what he's doing. So it became easier for us to be around each other.
And that's the best part. When you're like this girl, I swear to you, Young Sushi know every song. Like, she be knowing song before you didn't see the video of you. Like, she be knowing all this shit. So this shit fucked me up. And it's like, she not only like, sometimes she like tell me how to like make the podcast a little bit more popping. When I be writing songs, she be like, no, you gotta fix this right here. And I, you know,
like so in love that, right now. Look at your
that
face.
That shit is just crazy. It's so funny. Yo, get yourself a Go home to your girl.
I got another question. I'm sorry, what you like. Do you take relationship advice from couples more valid than a single person?
I like to take relationship advice from people that were in a long-term relationship, living with the person. I can listen to you. If you're in a successful relationship that I've witnessed, like or seen, then cool. But other than that, I try not to take advice from single people or whatever like that. Not that their advice is not valid. It just might not work for me because people are only giving advice based off of their experiences. That's, you know what I'm saying? And me, I haven't really had all those bad experiences and troubles and bumps and bruises. Like, nobody never subbed me on fucking social media. No girl is saying fuck black on social because I don't really give off. We can end on fucking good terms. You understand? So everybody is different when it comes to advice. I would say do what works for you. Because everyone's household is different.
I say take the most valid advice. Sometimes it could be a single person from experience that can give you good advice, and then a married couple could be giving you some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. If it applies, then, you know what I'm saying? Then I guess apply it then. It could be, good advice could come from anywhere. So just because a person is single and not in a relationship, doesn't mean they can't tell you the right thing to do in a relationship or suggest, you know what I'm saying, something to fix a problem.
I gave the most relationship advice when I was single, just to let you know. I was giving out advice every day.
But I feel like if you're single and you have a chain of like bad relationships, you can't tell me nothing. Like, you can't tell me shit. You know what I mean?
I don't necessarily agree with that though.
I mean, I feel that way. That's just my opinion. I mean, usually when I'm looking for relationship advice, like you said, I'll ask somebody who has been in a long-term relationship or who's married. Like, I usually ask people who are married because you've been through some shit. You know, marriage is hard. You know what I mean? So I'll usually ask like a married couple or something like that and get their advice. You know what I mean? I mean, I probably do what I want to do anyway, but it's nice to hear what they've gone. And especially,
I really want to see you happy. Be submissive. Be submissive, man.
Listen,
tap out.
You just gotta go. It's been hard, but I don't have a problem with being submissive. I don't have a problem with being submissive. It's just you're not gonna tell me what to do.
That's what being submissive is all about. It's all about the way you talk to me.
No,
don't give a man extra work.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you gotta take
it. But depending on what kind of, you know what I mean, depending on what type of person you are and what type of personality you are, I might be like, whatever, and shut up.
Not just you, but that's a problem with a lot of women. They want to give men extra
work. But you know what it is? It's not that. It's just that I am a person. I've never been the girl who's looking to be. What you said, motherfucker? What he just said? What did he just say? Lie, what black you just said? Women. You said black women?
Lie, I said black women. Ooh. I'm not wow. going to even touch
him. Up. Fuck it, I said it.
Fuck it, I said it.
No, but it's not black women. Like Tanya said, Tanya, you know wow. what I mean? I'm my father, like my father, he's my everything. You know what I mean? I'm a daddy's girl at the end of the day. My father's taught me to be tough. You know what I mean? I hang around with guys. I have older guys that I look and I see the shit that they do. So I'm a protective type of person. I protect my heart at all costs. So with that being said, don't come to me trying to tell me what to do, or don't come to me thinking that you can woo me or some shit like that, because it takes more than that to woo me. Like, I have men in my life. You know what I mean? I see the shit that they do. So my wall is always up. Always
up. Bring
it
down, baby girl.
But you bring it down. You bring it down. Show me that you're worth bringing my wall down. Because it's going to stay up until you show me that you're trustworthy enough to bring it down.
That means you walking into everything on defense, baby girl. Put your hands down.
You always going to be on defense, man.
Listen, and let's be clear. Like, I've only been single for a couple of months.
I'm not single
for a couple of months. Like, let's be clear. Single is not a lifestyle. Like, I was in a 5.5-year relationship. Don't come for me.
Yo, go ahead.
I'm fine
girl, go.
Listen, so for me, when it comes to advice, like Lyle said, I can take advice from everybody, because everybody has a different life experience. And there may be somebody who is married for 10 years but has never experienced a situation that I'm in. So as much as you got 10 years of experience in your resume, it's a different type of experience. I can't go for the accounting job but I have 10 years of medical experience. It's just not gonna work. So for me, it's kind of like, I think I'm a sound enough adult to make a decent decision, but I look outside for very, very few sources for advice, because I just want to hear an untainted version of my situation. Untainted means the person doesn't have feelings. I have feelings in my situation. So I might naturally want to defend my partner when they do certain things, because I don't want to give up what I have. But sometimes you can't always check yourself, because you have the feelings there for the person. You don't. Nobody wants to think their partner is bad. So you always hear when couples talk about shit that you hear them like, and all you think is like, yeah, stop justifying it. You just in your head, like, you're justifying it, because why? You don't have feelings for the person. So I like to ask advice from anybody. Like, let me bounce this off for you. This is my situation.
Absolutely.
And you can give me back advice because you don't have feelings, and you can tell me how you see it as it is. Like, I'm seeing the situation what it is. That situation, I love the nigga, and this is what it is. But this is what it is, and that's how I look at advice. And I would take from different people, all right, well, this is untainted source telling me what they see without feelings, so I'm going to consider that. But it's not necessarily you got 10 years, you got 5 years, you always single, I can't go to you, I can't go. Like, that's not how I look at it.
That's a fact.
I just want no feelings.
At the end of the day, take the best advice that comes from you. That's like if a crackhead told you don't do crack. He's a fucking crackhead, but... You want to like, what you gonna
advice.
Tell me? Exactly. He telling you don't get caught up in some shit. So a single person can tell you some good advice, and a relationship person can tell you good advice.
True.
And just keep
single
going.
Single person like this how I fucked
up. Alright, y'all, this is the call up time. I need y'all to call up. The number is 516-900-2278. This is the question, the topic at hand for everybody. What is something besides cheating you have did wrong that caused you a loss or damaged relationship? Alright, so let me repeat the question. What is something besides cheating, because you know cheating is the end all be all, whatever, but what is something you've done wrong that caused you a lost or damaged relationship? My brown holy water crew, who wants? I want to go with
because we've been talking.
I'm a liar,
so
I'm a cheater. I'm a cheater. I cheated before, but I can't admit that there was
you
one.
You said you're a liar and a cheater.
I'm a liar and a cheater.
We're not
I cheated
talking
on
about
my boyfriend before, but I'm saying down. after like I found out, like after he found out, we dealt with it, whatever. What I made him all these promises in the world, but
and you still kept cheating,
and I still kept doing what I was doing.
Like
I was lying
nigga.
To him.
Damn, you
sound
dumb.
Like a nigga.
Huh?
Sound like a nigga.
I was raised by a man. Nigga. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. That's I was crazy. Raised by a man. But like, it was like fuck, because I didn't wanna. Because like, I knew I didn't wanna be with him after that. But it was like, I was trying to do the whole, oh, let's hold on forever bullshit. But I was lying to him. I was
so
lying to myself. Like,
you just was lying then.
I was just a liar.
You was a liar.
I was a liar.
Bitch, you liar.
I'm a motherfucking liar. I'm a liar. I'm a cheater. I'm a scammer.
Bitch, you a
liar. There's the right thing going on. Wow.
Bitch, you a liar.
That is funny.
It was a call? Oh, it's a call already? Damn. Hold on. Go ahead, Black. Let me know.
Hello?
Brian Holy Water, state your name.
Like Roger Jacqueline.
Hey Roger, what's up?
I'm good.
Roger, man. Clearly. Yo, what was something you did in a relationship that caused you to damage it or lose it, besides cheating?
So besides cheating, so I'm in a 10-year marriage. This is my 10th year.
Uh-huh. Congrats.
And one of the things I feel I can relate to you, bro, with regards to not being able to communicate.
Yeah, man, that shit's rough.
I found myself over the past 3 years, well, 2 years actively doing it, where I was able to express and say everything I think, but not what I feel.
Mm. And so what you had Tanya problem.
What it caused. Yeah, but I found it's in communication, because I felt intimidated by the fact that my wife can express how she feels every single time. She cries, I would cry, because, you know, in the moment you feel emotional, but I wouldn't necessarily say how I'm feeling at all.
Ah.
And so it came to a point where I found myself in other circles. She said it to me before, that I could easily say what I feel about something to anyone else except her.
I got a fairly exact
problem. Yeah, that's a bad thing,
I could say
it
to my boss. I could say it to friends. I could meet a stranger on the road, someone with a problem, and you know, you stop as the Good Samaritan, and you give some real, true, deep advice. But when you're at home, you're sitting and you're talking about your issues, and I think we should do this, and I think we should do that. And I never say how I feel. Mm. But what I found in the last 2 years, one of my friends from Virginia, he shared with me, he said, take a list. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, you're broken, it upsets you, whatever. Make a list of feelings that you have. Write them down. In the said moment, if you're asked, how do you feel? You choose one of those emotions. It usually ties back to one.
Bro, it definitely shouldn't take, brother man. it definitely should take a list for you to say how you feel. You got it. You got it. You have to mature up and just be open, because at the end of the day, if you don't tell her how you feel, believe me, when she's, you gotta understand, our women gotta go through so much, going to work, being at work, just being in public. People is gonna tell her how they feel, and you don't want her to feel good when that happens. That's why your shit matters, all right? Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
We definitely appreciate it.
Thanks, Roger.
Lesson learned.
Respect.
I'm gonna say, for me, I'm gonna have to say that caused like the damage my like relationships and stuff. It was mostly like priorities, putting things first. Managing my time and priorities. Like,
it's hard.
I heard, like, you know, cause you gotta listen, that I have a hard time putting things that's important in order. That was a thing that fucked me over, I guess, in a relationship or whatever. You got to get better with that in the mix of time. And when you sit back and realize that some things, like in Martin, when he's like, I told Craig, and I'm usually putting the homeboys in front of your girl, you know what I'm saying? And he end up going to the club in the fucking robe. You can't always put your friends or fun activities in front of, like, the family life. And, you know what I'm saying? You got to just prioritize better. That's
Let's
me.
Get it. Brown Holy Water, state your name.
It's your boy Shoe again.
Oh, Shoe!
Oh, he got a little speed dial. I swear he got a little speed dial.
Mr. Kevin Hart! Mr. Kevin Hart himself!
Y'all know I'm the number one fan.
Hey!
What's good, baby? Yo, what is something you did besides cheating that caused a lost or damaged relationship?
The only thing I've ever done outside of cheating to ruin something, man, is I'm addicted to gas. I'm an attention whore.
I could tell.
I'm a huge flirt, man. So,
you gotta chill. Nah, baby love. Nah, this.
Oh, you friendly?
You friendly?
Yeah. I'm sociable. What you talking about? I'm sociable.
Thank you.
That's your social butterfly.
What's your birthday?
Huh?
When's your birthday? You know what I mean, it's about sign.
October 2nd.
I see you,
Libra. Andy is trying to connect with somebody so bad. She's gonna inbox you now, bro.
I'm a Libra. We social.
Libras is hoes, man.
No, they don't.
came from a Libra. It's socialized. Really? Yes. Nah, I'm nowhere near that. I'm sorry.
Yo, man, thanks for your call, brother. Loyal.
Shoot, stop being a tension whore, man. Learn from Kevin Hart, man.
Good with that one, man.
Black.
Yeah.
What you did,
man?
Besides cheating,
you know, back in the day, I kind of fucked up, a package because
everybody
we all cheated. No,
everybody's
not cheating.
It wasn't really cheating with me. I'm just too funny and I'm too much of a people person. funny, bro. Bro, I got mad outfits and I'm funny, so people just come to me.
And you got 4,000 contacts. And you got 4,000 contacts.
Did you see my stats today? That shit was mad funny.
Bro, you stole my shit, son.
I know.
I was laughing.
It's okay.
Nobody knows.
But people, like this chick I was talking to, she hated that. Like the fact that people were like, just attract to me because I'm so funny. I'm the nigga, like, when we chilling, I'm the nigga saying the funniest shit. So all of them, you're so funny. They leaning on me and shit. So she like, damn, like, nah, you got to stop being this type of person.
No, you can't lean. If
you about to get yoked for that.
But when the joke is funny, you know
that. Move. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Facts.
Exactly. Like, you laughing, back up. Back up, sister.
Don't lose your wig, sis. Don't lose your wig.
Don't lose your head. Don't lose your wig, sis.
I try to tell her, like, I am Black success. You know what I mean?
Yo, we got another call, y'all.
Brown Holy Water, what's up? State your name. Yeah, this is the part where you state your name.
Brown Holy Water.
I think they hung up.
They lost this
thing. So it's like,
that was it. And I guess a lot of people don't want someone that, like, it's like funny or something like that. But I think humor saves relationships.
They all want people that's funny. They don't like when you get the same thing that attracts you,
like when you're friendly
to you.
They don't want you to do it anymore.
They want you to lose your personality, lose your jokes.
A lot of dudes, like, I had to tell my sister, husband, I was like, bro, you let yourself go, bro. What the fuck going on?
Good love.
You still got to get fly. You still got to go to the gym. Don't get your girl and then let yourself go. Because a lot of girls let themselves go.
Cookie said that all the time. I know you like my body looking certain ways. I go to the gym every day because I want to keep myself
he don't need you looking at nobody else's muscles. What the fuck? You gotta be the best, you Cookie. You be the best.
But this is what I'm
you
saying.
Understand? I just went shopping the other day. I'm telling you right now, when me and my girl go out again, I'm gonna kill her. She don't even know what I'm gonna kill her.
This outfit's
gonna kill. I got construction Tim's on ice, bro. It's just $200 on ice, bro. I'm gonna kill, bro.
He about to set me out.
You understand, like? You gotta be the best you when you have someone. And that's what's wrong
with
you.
But you gotta understand too, like, me being friendly, quote unquote. I'm friendly, but I'm not that friendly. Like, I'm sociable. People, like, I know how to work people. I know how to work a crowd. But at the same time, I make sure that if I'm in a relationship, there are boundaries. There's always boundaries. And I make sure that my significant other knows that they come before anybody. I don't never make no...
Yo, answer the question then.
There's never been a situation. I've always been the reactor. I've never been the person to do something.
You don't cheat? Anything that... Clearly, she don't cheat, but she's not submissive. So that could be something that could...
What else?
Because that was early in the what's her name. What else have you done to, like, maybe you like, y'all fucked that up? Everybody has some shit when they're like, y'all fucked that up. I got to do better.
I've always reacted to a situation. So, like, you did something. You did something to me, and I reacted. And when I react. So maybe you don't like the way.
So how about maybe
you did something and didn't even know that you're the reason that the person did what they did, and then you reacting,
At the end of the day, nobody has ever told me, like, I did this because you did that. Like, and my thing is,
she threw the thing at me.
Like, because I'm doing this. If I have an issue, maybe it's, I'm blunt. I don't know. If I have an issue, I'm going to bring it to you.
Call up, y'all.
That's just bottom line. And if you're not fixing the issue, then what's going to happen is I'm going to start reacting to the issue. Because I don't want to leave you alone, but clearly you think I'm pussy. So since you think I'm pussy and you don't want to fix this issue.
You take everything so prideful. Like, everybody think you pussy.
I feel that way.
You really like this.
Call it what
you
want.
But
you
got to bring them walls down, though, man.
I want to.
Bring them walls down. On your own. Before you go... boo-boo hunting because it's about to get cold.
But I'm not going boo-boo hunting. That's
the
thing.
No, but it's about to get cold. You are going boo-boo hunting.
No,
I'm
not.
You're going to want to cuddle.
All right, but that don't mean I'm going boo-boo hunting.
You're not going to get a Christmas gift this year. Who going to buy yourself a Christmas? What you going to do for Valentine's Day? Where you going to eat? What you going to do? What you going to do?
What you going to do,
daddy? So that's what I'm saying. What you going to do?
What you going
to
do?
You going to be home trying to play busy? Yeah, bitch. Single bitches like to play busy on holidays. Fix stuff, clean the house. No, what you going to do?
I'm putting up garlands and shit.
You going to go boo-boo hunting.
In a relationship, I'm a whole different person.
Break that.
So just be clear.
I hope so.
But I'm just not submissive. That's it. That's it. Like, you just a really good girlfriend. Like, I'm a really good girlfriend.
Listen, let me clear the air about submission. Like, submission is not, I think a lot of women, when they hear the word, I react as a man is walking all over me with his boots. Like, a submission, shut the fuck up. But black women, shut the fuck up. Being submissive is like, it's like being willing to be guided. And I think a lot of women wanna lead so bad that the idea of being guided.
I'm tired. Listen,
get your clip ready.
Get your pen and paper. I'm gonna take you back. But let me tell you, it's like, I mean, I have a strong personality. I know I got a lot of shit going for myself. But at the end of the day, I am a woman. And maybe I'm okay with this because I grew up in a house where my dad took care of everything. My dad had a traditional father role, and my stepmother was submissive. My stepmother was traditional as fuck. She's a housewife. She had a job. She had a job, but this is how traditional my house was. Anybody saw Fences? Y'all saw when the husband came home, he gave his money to his wife. Mm-hmm. That was my house. My dad came home every night with his money after he finished working. He gave it to my stepmama. She balanced it out. That's how traditional my fucking house was. I didn't see the man competing for this. Whatever. So maybe that's why I see it. And I had a loving, beautiful family. We had Christmas, trips, fun. My childhood was so filled. And we wasn't even rich. But my childhood was filled with such good memories. And we had so much fulfilling moments that I see a man and woman balancing each other out. Daddy brought the bacon home and mommy cooked it.
And you
understand? It's like, maybe it, for me, it was literal. But the whole tradition still carries over. I feel like I want somebody in my life that I want to lead me. It's not saying that I'm not educated. It's not saying I'm not hardworking. It's not saying my salary is a certain way. It's not saying that I can't stand up for myself. It's not saying that he's going to trample all over me. And I have a fucking strong man in my life.
I'm okay with being led.
No, mad times. You know how much times my man give me such great fucking advice, and you think that I'm the person. A lot of people see us from the outside and think I'm the person who carries that relationship. I do not carry that relationship. He carries it. You know, and I'm okay being second to him. And you see how happy we are together? It's not like I'm giving up myself, but I'm sharing myself with somebody. I'm sharing it. That's the person. And I'm being led by somebody in ways. I push him and he leads me. And that's the interdependence we have.
I feel like that's my definition of submission.
A lot of women are getting it confused. Listen, being submissive just means you don't gotta fight every fight. Sometimes you be like, you know what? You got that.
Facts.
Like, I know. That's my wife, L. I know sometimes she wanna argue. And then she'll like look at me. She do like this little thing with her nose. Once her nose flares, I know she wanna argue. But she be like, okay. And that's what it is. Every fight don't gotta be a fight, though. You don't gotta fight it out every fight.
You don't gotta always win either.
Right, and you don't gotta always win. You gotta know when to tap out. That's what being submissive is. Mm-hmm. Making a man feel like the man. Making him feel like, you know what? You got it.
516-900-227.
That's what it is.
And also, I just
want to say this.
Real quick.
The singleness is going to kick in real soon. Because right now, it's still warm. It's still 80. Singleness is kicking in real soon.
It's creeping up.
And I want you to know, ladies, you're going to act like everything is all good right now. You understand? Right now, it's still warm. You still got ice cups. But I'm telling you right now, when October come and Halloween, you ain't dressing up with nobody. You know what I mean? She going to be Chung Lee. I'm going to be Jax with the arms and shit. Hey. What I'm saying is that when all the holidays start to come, you got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, and then you have Valentine's Day. You're gonna miss all of those because you want to be a strong woman. You want to be. You want to think like a man.
That's not even where I'm at.
That's what you want to do. Listen, Steve Harvey fucked up a couple of times. Why you listening to him?
That nigga had three marriages.
Facts. Listen to Black Success. I'm the best.
Like I'm just here to say, like, have a problem with being submissive is you just have to.
That could have been a whole topic.
Like maybe
we need to do
that.
We got
to
revisit.
You know what I mean? I have a problem with being submissive. You said you do. We're saying be that on your own.
She don't wait for him to do it. Be that on your own.
I don't have a problem with being. I don't have a problem with being submissive. But you got to be strong enough to make me want to be submissive. Like
you got
to
call on the line. We'll keep talking about submissive.
Brown, holy water, who this?
Jasmine.
Hi, baby. What's up, girl? What's something you did besides, you know what I'm saying, not saying you did, besides cheating that you did wrong that caused a loss to your, or damaged your relationship?
It's when you shut down on your partner, like, you know, like, if you gotta, you have an argument or something, you just shut down, you don't tell them what's wrong. I feel like in my last past relationship, I used to shut down a lot because I was used to, like, I have an attitude. And so I could go off the, go off the tongue with an old care in the world and hit him where it hurts. So sometimes I would just be quiet, not say nothing. And I felt like not talking to him about it caused a lot.
So no communication, basically.
It's not about not.
Because you're going to sleep upset instead of talking about it.
It's about not, it's just dusting it under the rug and trying to see past it. Instead of talking to him, like, having him, like, understand why I'm upset, instead of having him, like, be, oh, you're upset because of this, that, and the third, I'll be like, you know what, nothing's wrong. I'm going to just ignore it. I'm going to ignore my feelings.
Yeah,
ignore my feelings.
But that's no good, Jasmine.
That's all communication, too.
That's no good, Jasmine. And I'm going to tell you why that's no good. Because what ended up happening is now you start to build up anger. So now you got Thursday shit on your mind. You got Friday, he done did some stupid shit. Sunday, he said some stupid shit. And now Monday, you going to release. You going to release a week load on
him. You wildin' because he don't want me to that night.
Yeah, nah, fuck that. I tell my girl, curse me out every day. But this way, you don't got to build up. I don't want her to build up. Let that shit out. Fuck
but
your
next relationship or current relationship, you got to make sure you try not to go to sleep with nothing on your mind. You heard?
Yeah, me?
I always just told my mouth is a problem, so that's why I never used to.
Jasmine, your mouth could be a good problem. Just make sure you don't.
That was so good. You a bad motherfucker.
Nah, Jasmine. This is brown holy water, real advice. Make sure you communicate before you go to sleep at night and get that off your chest. Don't carry that shit around because, like you said, it's going to build up. It's going to be destroyed, a broken cable's back, and then you're going to just fuck up a relationship for no reason. Talk about it, get it out the way, and then move on. All right?
And don't be one of them girls that say that their mouth is too wild. Listen, woman, y'all got to learn how to speak. Stop talking like niggas and then being mad that you get treated like one. Stop talking like a grown-ass man. You understand? Talk like a woman, man.
Thank you, Jazz.
Hold it down. Black.
Thank you, baby.
All right. You know what I mean? I remember, I'm over
yo,
here
yo,
in my
yo,
brown
holy
water
call,
bag.
Y'all call up. We take one more before we shut it down.
I'm in my brown holy water bag. I don't sell drugs. I sell swag. You heard?
Oh, God. Yo, I need a fucking line. Everybody got lines except me.
You got to make it out.
I'm
you
the creative
you
one.
Speak English,
I don't
nigga.
Have no
niggas
lines.
Don't even
yo, fuck. People love my accent. The comments say people love my accent. They love my fucking accent.
You can say my name is Tanya. We can meet, and the wigs is on fleek. Fleek, you gotta go fleek. Hello.
Y'all, people wear a different wig
yo,
today.
Yo,
right?
We taking one more call, y'all. What's something you did besides cheating that damaged or lost your relationship? You know, everybody talk about it. This is self-reflection.
And ladies, learn how to talk like a lady, man. Seriously, man. I'm tired of ladies spitting in public. Spit on the floor and shit. Stop acting like a dude, man.
We got a liar. We got a non-submissive. We got a nigga who had to learn. We had a nigga who had to put his priorities.
Brown Holy Water, who this?
Talk on it. Call, man.
Brown Holy Water, who this? This the part where you talk. Brown Holy Water, who this?
Pay your phone bill, man.
I was also a bad communicator as well. Like, I would never say what's on my mind.
I'm an over communicator.
We can tell.
You know why?
Go ahead. I never spoke about the things that really matter. If I felt a way about something, like, I would shut down. Like, for me, like, just like Jasmine said, something hurt me, I would go in my shell and I'd stay there. And I remember I had a boyfriend who used to, he was so concerned. He's like, babe, what's wrong with you? Tell me what's on your mind. I literally stare at him. It was bad. Like, I was high. I came a long fucking way.
After that, it's definitely fuck you. If I ask you what's wrong and you don't say that, it's fuck you.
No, you get three shots. You get three shots. Yeah. Like, yo, what's wrong? Nah, what's the matter? I don't say it.
No,
it's over. I don't
want to
talk
about it. I don't do nothing. That's why I mean I'm a communicator.
Last call, y'all. Head go. Let's see what's up, man.
Brown Holy Water, who this? Brown Holy Water, who this?
We hear your fucking shit.
We can hear you.
Oh my God!
Hey, one more chance, bro. Only one. Who this?
Three times.
Peace out.
But yeah, if I'm a over communicator. So if you ask me what's wrong and I can't, because sometimes I don't know how to verbalize what I want to say. So I'll tell you, like, just give me a minute, because right now, like,
you're a writer. Write it down.
Give me a minute.
But don't say nothing. But see, me, I like to over-communicate, because I know if you're acting a certain way and I have an issue with it, I know that once I start acting a certain way, I don't give a fuck, and I'm mean. And I could be really, really mean. So I like to give you chances before I start acting like an asshole, because I want you to know, like, this is when you start being like, yo, why are you acting like that or whatever? Because you were acting like this, and I gave you enough chances to fix it. So you didn't want to fix it, so now I'm being a dickhead. And I'm going to let you know I'm being a dickhead, because I'm a dickhead. So that's why I like to over-communicate. I want you to know exactly where I stand.
You need a real man to choke you out. That's what you need. Single season is starting to get the Danny. Please, inbox her, y'all.
She's a rose.
Inbox her. She won a Christmas gift.
What do you mean I'm a rose?
Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you.
But you got mad fools.
No, listen. Lie.
Niggas getting stabbed going with that shit, bro.
Danny got to get a man before October for her to get a Christmas gift. You got to be a three-month relationship. We don't need a Christmas gift.
She got back October 1st.
Fellas, inbox her, man.
Her birthday is all
day. Yo, stay tuned, bro. Inbox her, man. Speed day coming soon.
No, that's a fact.
You might do that, man. Speed day event, man. Don't steal our event. Yo, I was going to do one more call, but I think we should end this shit, man. Fuck it, because people called up, they got Metro PCS, man. It's over, yo. We're going to end this shit today, man. You know, let's get some shout-outs in. Go ahead. What's wrong with your eye, baby?
My lash is coming off.
You gotta use, don't use them. Was it Elmer's glue?
She's a Libra.
She's not a Libra.
Oh, who, me?
Yo, one more call. This is it. It's last call. Let's go.
Let's take it.
Let's go. Black, come on.
Let's get it.
Hello?
Brown Holy Water, who this?
Abby.
Who?
Abby.
Is it Abby? Don't get happy. Is it the Abby?
It's Trinigal Abbey.
Abbey, when's the last time you had Rasta Pasta?
Abbey, come on, real quick, come on. What's up you did wrong in your relationship besides cheating?
I don't have patience.
Nah, it's nice.
Like, if I give people time, I give you, like, something to do one time or whatever, you don't get all that extra time or whatever to make it up. Like, it's either you get it right or that's that. Like, I don't have patience at all. You're not a child.
Ooh.
So you're one of those girls that, like, you'll be courting for a little bit and then you're, like, rushing him to make you his girlfriend type shit?
No.
Nah, she's not.
No? That's not what you...
You in a relationship right now?
Are you in a relationship, Abby?
Maybe.
She don't want to tell.
Listen, Dane and Abby, don't get her Christmas gift. That little maybe shit is not flying.
This is a pivotal question. Are you in a relationship right now?
No. For Brown Holy Water's sake, no.
You in a situationship?
Wow.
You in a situationship?
Nah.
Abby, are you expecting a Christmas gift?
Okay.
Are you receiving regular penis?
Abby, I was just asking that because if you was in a relationship, I was going to say, like, how long you waiting? Because you say you ain't had no patience, but You single, so you still gonna be waiting forever.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not. First and first.
Yo, it's time to wrap it up. Yo, go ahead, bad girl. Go get shout outs. Let's see what's up.
I'm gonna shout out Brooklyn Wing House. My friend Dave opened that spot the other day. It's in the Heights, and their food is amazing. Like I order them all the time on Uber Eats. Like, y'all support Brooklyn Wing House, support a black business. They on Uber Eats. I think they on Seamless. Y'all can run if y'all in the Heights. Y'all just check them out, man. Brooklyn Wing House.
Let's go, Tomboy.
Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Shout out to Candace, my sister. Saving lives, of course. That's it.
Yeah, same thing. I don't really have no shout outs this week, man. Just shout out to everybody that just
Shout out to my little sister Bria. Her birthday just passed. Happy birthday, Bria. We love you.
What'd she get us?
Huh?
What'd she get us for her birthday?
She just came from New Orleans. Today, actually.
Real quick, just shout out to everybody that's still fucking with us. Share the video, subscribe, leave your comment on the iTunes, the podcast app, please. Like, we appreciate you. I appreciate you. We're trying to make this shit grow and get bigger and bigger. We got events. We got more events coming soon because everybody keep asking. We got more apparel coming, hoodies, Scully caps, yeah. Maybe more hats.
Next week.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to do the whole fucking big thing. You want Brown Hollywood takeover, all right? Yeah, love you all. See y'all next week, man.
Let me take y'all out. Man. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's your boy, Jerry Black Berry. Success. You know what I mean? A.K.A. Jerry Berry. You understand? I'm in my brown holy water bag. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm going to end y'all with this. I was talking to Tanya earlier, and I said something that was so dope. I feel like I got to say it again. Like, sometimes we post things, and we get a lot of likes. We get a lot of likes, a lot of people liking it. And a lot of time, we think that all those likes is people cheering us on. You got to know, not every like is a like. Some of those are haters just saying that they notice you. Some of those are people trying to sub you, like, like, you understand, not every like is a like. Stop thinking everybody is for you, because they are not. You got to be on your own side and get your own team. You understand? And the best team is somebody that's really with you. A fucking mate. Get yourself a fiance or a fucking girlfriend or boyfriend and build. Because the public is just that. It's public. You understand? Just like you don't want no community peen or community box. That's what it is when you just basing your whole life on fucking likes and social media and everything. You understand? The only like I care about is Young Sushi. I go by the name of I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. I'm in my brown holy water bag. I don't sell drugs. I sell swag.
Share the video, y'all. Subscribe. Yeah, leave that review.
Share. Got hoodies, leave that review. Leave your comments. Next week.
Fuck with us.
Leave that review.
It's about your motherfucking time.
Boy, no, son. No. You heard?
Black gal, tie your Georgie and skyline. Black, hold it down for the guys. Soaking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings, all facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown.